But that was the whole point. Anyone could have a sense of scientific curiosity, not just utopians. The movie version reinforces the stereotype instead of breaking it. Guildbreaker, you wanted to break it? Weeksbooth, of course. They said it was innovative making a movie with a utopian as a central character instead of having them be some kind of mystical teacher or a techie or a supervillain. They said it would humanize the utopians, like that last Kanner movie did. What was it called? Guildbreaker, Apollo's River. Weeksbooth, right, but that wasn't what I meant at all. Guildbreaker, you were going for an if Taylor Harrow can do it, why can't I type of thing. Weeksbooth, exactly. In the movie, the message is that the utopians have dibs on science the way the humanists do on sports, and the other hives all say, we don't need to do any exploring, leave it to the utopians. Everybody talks about the Mars Project as if only utopians are ever going to set foot there, while the majority is content to sit around with their plastic bags and comfy chairs. Is that the future you want? Guildbreaker. So, you're trying to get kids who aren't utopians to be interested in science and exploration? Weeksbooth. Exactly. That's why my persona is a mad scientist. It's a pre-hive character, so anyone can imagine themselves as a mad scientist without associating it with utopians. Guildbreaker. Is that working? Weeksbooth. What? Guildbreaker. Your students, do a lot of them pursue careers in science? Weeksbooth. Lots. 43 so far have doctorates in the science. 30 are working in experimental science, 5 in space engineering. Guildbreaker. And how many of them became utopians, Dr. Weeksbooth? Weeksbooth. I heard you. Guildbreaker. How many? Weeksbooth, recording too faint to be made out. Guildbreaker. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that. Weeksbooth. All of them, okay? They all are. What does this have to do with Black Sakura, anyway? You can't think the utopians are behind it. They wouldn't do something like that. The utopians aren't dirty like the rest of us. They're not involved. They don't even use the cars. Guildbreaker. Did you ever consider becoming a utopian yourself? Weeksbooth. What? Guildbreaker. Did you ever consider becoming a utopian? Weeksbooth. I heard you the first time. Guildbreaker. Did you? Weeksbooth. No. The Bosch is humanist. My Bosch, we're humanists. We've been humanists forever. It's a hereditary Bosch. It wouldn't have been practical. I couldn't. That's what I do, you know? Guildbreaker. Would they have thrown you out of the Bosch if you became a utopian? Weeksbooth. It's a humanist Bosch. Besides, utopians don't do mixed Bosches. I mean, they can, but they don't. Guildbreaker. Actually, they can't. Weeksbooth. What? Guildbreaker. Utopians can't mix Bosches. There's a rule against it. Weeksbooth. No, there isn't. Guildbreaker. There isn't? I thought there was. Weeksbooth. There absolutely isn't. I checked. Guildbreaker. You checked? Weeksbooth. Yes. Guildbreaker. Why did you check? Weeksbooth. I don't know. No reason. Guildbreaker, why did you become a humanist? Humanists are all supposed to have a great ambition. What's your great ambition, Dr. Weeksbooth? Weeksbooth, I have to go. I'm going to be late. Guildbreaker, just a couple more questions. The museum director said they offered you professional positions here several times. Why did you turn them down? Weeksbooth, I have a job. Guildbreaker, do you like running the cars? Are you happy doing that? Weeksbooth. Look, I've tried to be cooperative, but I'm not stupid, and we're not going to let you keep taking advantage of this investigation to poke at me and my Bosch. Masons already control a third of the world. You want to control us too? Guildbreaker. I assure you, Weeksbooth, get out. Get out of my office. Guildbreaker. I didn't mean, Weeksbooth, get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Interview ended 15:03 Universal Time. Selection from interview with Dr. Ember Balin, 16:03 Universal Time, March 26th, 2454. Guildbreaker. So, that first suicide attempt was the reason you were put in charge of Cato's case? Balin. Yes, in March 2440, Cato was 15 then. Guildbreaker. How many attempts have there been since? Balin. Officially, 3. Guildbreaker. Officially? Balin. The rest of the Bash watches Cato very carefully, so it's hard to say how many others they prevented. Several. Guildbreaker. The second attempt was the following year, yes? Balin. 2441. Guildbreaker. It was 2 days after Cato officially registered as a humanist and got their first boots, yes? Balin. Yes? Guildbreaker. Do you think there was a connection there? Balin. What? That if you become a humanist, you try to kill yourself? Guildbreaker. No, but do you think Cato might have been pressured into becoming a humanist? That they really wanted to be something else? Balin. Cato Weeksbooth is a great person, a great scientist, and a great teacher. Doesn't that sound like the model humanist to you? Picking your hive is a very emotional moment. It brought a lot of other feelings to the fore. Guildbreaker. I'm going to be direct, Doctor. Do you think Dr. Weeksbooth wanted to be a utopian? The Senior Weeksbooth Bash has been humanist for centuries. There must have been great pressure to stay. Balin, I understand the question. Guildbreaker. And? Balin. Fuck off, Mason. Guildbreaker. Excuse me? Balin. The same goes for all these records you've asked to requisition. Medication records, dates of past sessions with their sensei. I know that for legally indispensable humanists like Cato Weeksbooth, Romanova can override doctor-patient confidentiality, and believe me, we wouldn't be sitting here otherwise, but enough's enough. Cato Weeksbooth has been a bug under a lens since they were 15, and I don't like you taking advantage of their lack of privacy rights, especially when you have no explanation for this inquisition. If you come in here with a judge's order, then I'll answer. But until that happens, I'm not making Cato's most personal records and feelings public just because the Emperor's curious. I also frankly resent the assumption that Cato wouldn't want to be a humanist if they weren't forced to. Guildbreaker. I can assure you this investigation is very important. Balin. Assure all you like, Mason, but until you can tell me the point of all this, until I see a judge's signature on my screen, I'm not budging. Ask Cato in person if you want to know how they feel about utopians. If they won't say, I won't. Guildbreaker. I see. Then, the third suicide attempt was when? Balin. July 13th, 2449. Guildbreaker. 5 years ago. And do you know the cause of that one? Balin. If you're going to requisition Cato's sealed files, Mason, you may as well bother to read the not sealed ones first. Guildbreaker. I'm sorry? Balin. Cato's parents and the entire rest of the parent generation of their Bash died in a rafting accident. Guildbreaker. What? Balin. All their Bapas, the Seniors, the Weeksbooths, the Typers, the Snipers, all of them, drowned on their annual whitewater rafting trip. It was hushed up. Coming only 9 years after the Canner murders, everyone would have gone crazy about Bash loss making people into monsters. Let an expert tell you, Canner was a much more complicated case. And this wasn't as extreme as Canner, since the rafting trip only included the Senior Weeksbooth Bapa generation. None of the kids died. But anything that is to be compared to Mycroft Canner is a bad thing. Cato was institutionalized for 2 months after that. Guildbreaker. Was Cato the only one who was badly affected? Balin. They were all badly affected. All their Bapas died. Guildbreaker. I mean, Balin. I know what you meant. Leslie Juniper Sniper Senior was also institutionalized for, I can't remember how long, not more than a week. Leslie didn't actually try anything, but it was Leslie's second Bash loss, so we wanted to be extra careful. The Barkids were all watched closely. They always are, being so indispensable. But Cato and Leslie were the only two with any history of instability. You really had no idea about this, did you? So much for the Empire seeing all and knowing all. Guildbreaker. What about the last attempt? You said Cato had one more official suicide attempt. Balin, December 8th, 2450. That one was, let's call it a theological crisis. Guildbreaker, can you be more specific? Balin, I can tell you to fuck off as many times as you like, Mason. It's kind of fun. Anyway, I wasn't as deeply involved that time. I always handled Cato jointly with their sensei, Esmerald Revere, and Esmerald handled that incident. Guildbreaker, for the record, this is the sensei, Esmerald Revere, who died by suicide on March 16th of this year? Balin, yes. It's really only been 8 days, hasn't it? Feels like longer. Guildbreaker, you knew Member Revere a long time. Balin, since I took on Cato's case. I've never thought it was a good idea for that Barsh all to share one sensei. Cato, for one, needs a specialist. Most of that Barsh does, really. Leslie being orphaned twice, the two Set-Sets, Sniper being Sniper, the Typer twins are an odd case, and Occam Sinir really should have a sensei who specializes in officers licensed to kill. But they all insist their Barsh has shared a sensei for umpteen generations, so who are we to say different? Esmerald was the finest sensei I ever worked with. I trust Julia Doria Pamphili, and I'm sure this new sensei Julia's chosen must be something special, or they wouldn't send a cousin in. But there's not another Esmerald Revere out there, there just isn't. Anyway, it's time for my next appointment. If you don't have any more teeth to pull today, Mason. Guildbreaker, one more question, if I may. I spoke to Dr. Weeksbooth earlier, and they said, and this is a quote, the Utopians aren't dirty, like the rest of us. Do you know what Cato might have meant by that? Balin, how about I make it into a song? Fuck off, fuck off, fuck off, fuck off, fuck off. Guildbreaker, Dr. Balin, please. Balin, you talk to Cato. Guildbreaker, yes. Balin, Sid, get Sora Mitsubishi on the phone, would you? I smell juicy harassment charges. Guildbreaker, excuse me, who? Balin, Sora Mitsubishi, personal secretary to the humanist praetor in Romanova. Any more questions, Mason? Guildbreaker, Sora Mitsubishi. Balin, are you deaf as well as nosy? Guildbreaker, is that one of Director Ando Mitsubishi's adopted bar kids? Balin, didn't expect to piss off two hives at once, did you? Guildbreaker, my office will contact you to collect the rest of Cato Weeksbooth's records as soon as I have the judge's signature. Thank you for your time. Balin, don't expect me to thank you for yours. Interview with Dr. Ember Balin ended 1620 Universal Time, March 26th, 2454. Mycroft insists that I add a final comment to express my feelings after these interviews, though I would rather leave the data plain. I spent those hours fighting my feelings, trying to free myself from assumptions and face bare facts. Why then should I pass these hard-fought feelings on to others? Did I find it strange that so many of Director Ando Mitsubishi's adopted children were cropping up in the course of this case, if only peripherally? Yes, but I made myself ignore that. Did I find it strange that Cato Weeksbooth had been assigned to a doctor with extremist anti-Masonic sentiments? Yes, but I made myself ignore that. I stuck to my method and spent the rest of the day reading Cato Weeksbooth's records, which I did receive from Dr. Balin after placating the praetor. Thus, it was due to my rejection of sentiment and my refusal to be distracted by hunches and tangents that I kept my focus on the porphyrogenes question, and discovered when I did that Cato Weeksbooth had had an emergency session with their sensei, Esmerald Revere, on March 14th, 2454. The day before the suicide of Aki Sugiyama's fiancée, Myrtice Auberne, and 2 days before the same Esmerald Revere committed suicide as well. Chapter the 28th. The Enemy. When Paris was finished with me, I stopped in Barcelona, where I hoped to forget myself for an hour and toil with my fellows undisturbed.